Technology side of things. Welcome to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. Today is Monday of Thanksgiving week. I woke up early this morning. It was still dark out, and I was thinking about it just came into my noodle, I guess. Today's the 20th of November. Laying in bed this morning, I was thinking about the topic of the day. And you know what came into my brain? It was persistence without exception. And this is the truth. And I was referencing a book, The Traveler's Gift. If you've ever read The Traveler's Gift, Persistence Without Exception is probably one of my favorite. I think it is my favorite of the seven decisions that determine personal success. And the seventh decision, Persistence Without Exception, if you read the story, if you're familiar with the story, this is when David Ponder, the guy who is the hero, our hero in the story, he stumbles across Gabriel, the archangel, and in this chapter of the book, as he's tripping through time and he runs into Gabriel, the archangel, he's spending time in a place where the broken dreams live. Okay, there's a place where all of the things that really never happened, the dreams, the things that people gave up on, that's where they live. That's where they're warehoused. And it's just a big building. It's a big. I don't know, it's a floor of a building, like a giant warehouse, and there's all of these things like, a cure for cancer is there, and someone gave up on it before they brought it to fruition. And then there's all these different pictures of children who were never born because the parents gave up. It's like really interesting. It's very, very interesting, and it's about persistence without exception. And I wanted to talk about that this morning because it's such a critical thing, and then, you know, to just continue to pursue your goal, pursue your dream without exception, regardless of what happens, because that's when the great stuff happens. That's when miracles happen, is when you consistently just pursue the dream regardless of what's going on. Now, sometimes you got to bail. I understand that, but not necessarily. You know, did you hear that dog barking? I got a really good microphone set up in my new studio here. But here's the thing about persistence without exception is you never quit. Ever, ever, ever. This morning, I come here, and I log in, and I'm ready to go with Blog Talk Radio. And what happened was I went to the login page, and it wouldn't let me in. Actually, it would let me into the system, but it wouldn't bring me to the studio. Blog Talk Radio is a platform that's got all kinds of stuff, and there's statistics, and there's a place where you can archive recordings, and it's pretty lush, you know. And then all of a sudden, it gets wobbly once in a while. And this morning, it was not letting me get to where I really needed to be, which was the studio. The studio is where I can call in. I can start the radio show. I can start and stop the music. I can bring people out. Without access to the studio, I can't start this. You know, I can't begin our time here together, which has only got a couple minutes left. But so I decided that I was just going to continue on. I was not going to quit. I only have 15 minutes to share with you guys in the morning. But I was rolling. I was not going to give up on this project, on this opportunity this morning. So, needless to say, I've gone through I've tried three different browsers. I've tried logging in from a mobile device. And then I came back to my laptop and I tried Safari again. And then I went back over to, Firefox. And then I rebooted my computer from scratch. And I just continued to go and continued to go until finally, it stumbled into the mode I wanted it to be in. So it's persistence without exception, right? I could have blown it off. I could have just gone and had another cup of coffee and said, oh, well, but I'm determined. As a matter of fact, I've only got 90 seconds left of my 15 minutes, and half of my time this morning was eaten up trying to get this machine working. Let me give myself a couple more seconds here. But let me just read this, and then we'll wrap it up for this morning. Okay, this is on page number 150 of The Traveler's Gift. If you guys have ever had this book, you know what I'm talking about. You know how good it is. If you've never gotten your hands on The Traveler's Gift, It is number one on my reading list. I have read this book. It's sitting on my desk right now. And on page 150, I've actually got a part here that I've highlighted this with my marker. Here's what's happening in the story. I'll read this to you, and then we'll close our time here in the gutter this morning. Gabriel says this. He's the archangel. He's a gigantic archangel. He's seeing this thing, right? He's seeing this giant man in glowing white with wings. And here's what Gabriel the archangel says. It is a fact that great leaders, great achievers, are rarely realistic by other people's standards. Somehow these successful people, often considered strange, pick their way through life, ignoring or not hearing negative expectations and emotions. Consequently, they accomplish one great thing with another. Never heard what cannot be done. That is precisely why one should never tell a young person that something cannot be done. God may have been waiting for centuries for someone ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. Anything is possible, I guess what the story is here. You know, persistence without exception for some of us here in the top tier, you know, it can be difficult, right? A lot of people are going to say no. We talk about the fact that 90%, 95% of the people are not going to get it. And what did the Gabriel the Archangel just say? Maybe God has been waiting for centuries for someone born who's ignorant enough just to not to buy into that, right? Somebody who's just willing to persist without exception because dreams do come true. Listen, I apologize for the delay here this morning in getting into our show. Thank you very much, Rob. I know that you're out there listening. Rob Hanley, he's like the man. Rob is responsible for so much of what goes on here. You can always hear him on Tuesdays and Thursday nights on the Call to Freedom. This Thursday is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, so I think we'll be the Call to Freedom will be on sabbatical on Thursday, but we will be there tomorrow night. Again, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for your patience, and remember to persist without exception. Okay, get your hands on the book, The Traveler's Gift. Persistence without exception is going to be the key that will unlock the dream, that's for sure. Thank you, guys. See if I can get this machine to work again.
There we go. Until tomorrow, I'll see you guys again at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Daily Deposit. Money, 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 money.